Hello, and welcome to morning prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Friday. We're in the ninth week after Pentecost, and today we continue our reading of Mark's Gospel. Though we've heard Jesus' words and the stories about Jesus and his life many times, in these days we are trying to listen with fresh ears to hear what Jesus says and does, and by doing so, pray that the Spirit works in us to increase our understanding, deepen our faith. And now we begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. You have been born anew through the abiding Word of God. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Mark, the sixth chapter, beginning at verse 24. Or the seventh chapter, sorry, beginning at verse 24. From there he set out, and he went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house, did not want anyone to know that he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman, whose little daughter had an unclean spirit, immediately heard about him, and she came and she bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter, and he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and to throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, and she found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. The word of the Lord. I suppose the main thing, and it appears right in the middle of this story, where usually the main idea can be found, the main thing that we need to know about this is that this is a meeting between Jesus and a woman from the region around Tyre, a Syrophoenician woman. And that is that this is a meeting between a Jewish man, actually the Jewish Messiah, and a Gentile woman. Perhaps the question before us then is a question of whether or not it is appropriate for the signs of the coming of God's kingdom, signs of healing, the casting out of demons, the receiving of good news preached, life given, salvation, restoration, whether that those would be extended to the Gentiles. The miracles Jesus has performed show God's faithfulness to God's people, God's desire to gather and bring back God's people together into one family. And with that comes the promise that they would be free from their enemies. So I suppose we could make an argument similar to the one that Jesus himself makes, that it isn't right to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs. But the Syrophoenician woman reminds Jesus and reminds us that the purpose of God gathering a people is to bless the nations through that people. Even the dogs get the table scraps, the woman says. And surely Jesus, of all people, would add that she and her daughter and the people of all the nations of the world are more than dogs. In fact, they are human beings. And yet, if dogs get table scraps, how much more will God bless the people of all the earth through the children of God? And for her bold, strong, and prescient faith, She receives exactly what she prayed for. The demon leaves her daughter. How we must rejoice this morning that God's blessings have been extended to the people of the nations of the world, including us. How we must rejoice this morning that Jesus has driven the demon away and made us not house pets eating table scraps, but children of God, welcomed to dine at the table, one in Christ. And so we too must remember that the purpose of God gathering us into this fellowship in Christ, of numbering us among God's people, of making us children of God and feeding us so lavishly at his table, is so that through us, God might bless the whole world, so that the whole world might receive a share of the blessings and benefits we enjoy in Christ. That is forgiveness, life, and salvation. And as we look at the life of our congregation and our place in it, is that what the world receives from us? Is that what goes out from us each and every week? A word that looks to bless others, to make this world better, to bring people together, to drive away the demons, and to heal people's hurts. In Jesus' name. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you, all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord, who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the gift of relationship with others, for the communion of faith in your church. For what else are we thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for those who are sick, for those who are suffering and afflicted, for those who are bereaved. We pray for those who care for the sick, who accompany the dying, who tend and accompany the bereaved, who bring comfort and peace and your message of good news. We pray for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife and warfare, for all who work for peace and international harmony, for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction, especially those who are fighting wildfires out west, and for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land, and for this congregation that we have been made part of. For who else or for what else do we pray today? Almighty and everlasting God, you have brought us in safety to this new day. Preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin nor be overcome in adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.